Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon in some rugby. Siya Kolisi leads the Hollywoodbets Sharks in their United Rugby Championship clash with Zebra Palmer this weekend at Kings Park. Vincent Chituka returns from injury as he replaces Lapis Labaskagni, while brothers Jaden and Jordan Hendrikse take on the role of fullback, or halfback rather, partnership. Makazola Mampimpi returns on the wing, which means Ethan Hooker and Jorenzo Julius once again partner up in the midfield. Andre Esterhazen is back from injury and gets his first run off the bench this week. The match between the Sharks and Zebra Palmer on Saturday kicks off at 2:45. And then over to some cricket. The Northwest Dragons ended the day on 276-47 in their four-day domestic series clash against the Hollywoodbets Dolphins at Kingsmead. Now, the Dragons won the toss earlier and elected to bat first. The first session saw the Northwest side lose 3 wickets after posting 93 and then 5 wickets by T. Dolphins spinner Pranilan Subrayan took 2 crucial wickets in Reinard van Tonder and Vian Lubi, who both struck half centuries each, and did it again, dismissing Ruben Herrmann for 65, posting figures of 3 for 84. Darren de Pavlon picked up 2 wickets, while Ogohle Trele and Keshav Maraj took a wicket each. Ruanda Swart and Caleb Selica continued on day 2 tomorrow with on 58 and 1 respectively. And then news just in, Zimbabwean Kirsty Coventry becomes the first woman and African to be elected president of the International Olympic Committee. Now at 41, the two-time Olympic swimming champion is also the youngest ever elected to be the most powerful person in sports governance. And then closing off with football, South African winger Aswin Apalis anticipates a tough outing against Lesotho in their 2026 World Cup qualifier tomorrow. Bafana Bafana are second in Group C. Level on 7 points with surprise leaders Rwanda after 4 completed match days. Lesotho, meanwhile, are in 4th place in the group, just 2 points off the lead, and have notably held Nigeria away from home and beaten Zimbabwe thus far. Apalis is confident, however, that the team's high spirits will push them to stay on top.
You know, it's going to be a very difficult game, you know. Lesotho is a very hard-running team, you know, a lot of fighters, you know. Our preparation went well, you know, so it's going to be a difficult game. But as South Africans, you know, we're always ready, you know, and to put in the work as well, you know, run hard and fight hard for the team.
Tomorrow's match kicks off at 6 o'clock. That's all from me.